News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King, WSAU News. President Obama and Russian leader Vladimir Putin are talking about Syria. The two discussed Syria yesterday for about 20 minutes at the G20 summit in St. Petersburg. Putin has been a very vocal critic of the president's plan to conduct a military strike against Syria, and the subject has divided members attending the summit. A source says Obama and Putin's talk was not acrimonious, but they came to no agreements. Meanwhile, President Obama will make his case to the American people on Syria in a Tuesday night address on national television. Former New England Patriot tight end Aaron Hernandez is pleading not guilty to first-degree murder and weapons charges. He was arraigned yesterday in a Massachusetts courtroom. He's accused of shooting to death semi-pro football player Odin Lloyd back in June. Closer to home, a woman from Thorpe has died from injuries she received in an August 31st car crash. Clark County authorities say 80-year-old Betty Beneschwal was airlifted from the scene to an area hospital. She died Thursday night. She was a passenger in a car driven by her husband. Neither of them were wearing seatbelts. The crash happened August 31st around 11:30 in the morning in the town of Warden. A couple of Saturday activities are happening in Mosinee to help expand the community's athletic fields. The MAC, or Mosinee Athletic Complex, will improve existing ball fields and add additional facilities starting next spring. Bruce Jamroz says the first event today is a 5-kilometer run-walk.
That's going to take place at 3 p.m. at the high school football field. Participants will be walking or running, and their donation towards that walk-run will directly benefit our Mosinee Athletic Complex.
Construction starts on the 3-year project next spring. Jamroz says the first phase will also benefit Mosinee High's baseball and softball programs.
The complex is going to have 9 fields. It's going to be a combination of baseball, softball fields, youth, and adults. It's also going to have 2 athletic fields for Mosinee youth football and potentially soccer if needed.
Jamroz says the entire Mosinee Athletic Complex will take 3 years to complete. The Army Corps of Engineers handling most of the labor and machinery for the job. The Department of Natural Resources comment period for the pre-application phase of the proposed mine in northern Wisconsin has been extended. DNR Waste and Materials Management Director Ann Coakley said they received a lot of comments about the bulk sampling and about mining in general, but not so many about the pre-application, which is one of the first steps in getting an actual mining permit. The DNR has extended the comment period on the pre-application to September 17th. Some advice for people facing a judge for operating while intoxicated. Don't show up for your sentencing hearing drunk. That's exactly what a Stevens Point woman did. 44-year-old Raquel Hurd was facing her 5th drunk driving charge. She made a Thursday plea deal and showed up for sentencing. However, she was given an additional misdemeanor charge for misconduct in court, showing up for her sentencing while drunk. She'll spend the next 2 years in prison, followed by 3 years of extended supervision. A Wisconsin tribe has launched a series of television ads asking Governor Walker to approve a casino in Kenosha. The $800 million proposed casino by the Menominee tribe is facing some criticism from the Forest County Potawatomi because they run a casino in Milwaukee. The 32nd spot was revealed yesterday, claiming the casino would boost the economy in southeast Wisconsin and create thousands of jobs. And a scary moment for a group of middle school students on a field trip yesterday afternoon. Madison police say the students discovered a fully clothed body floating offshore at the Warner Park Lagoon. Authorities say the body appeared to be a male, and the Dane County Medical Examiner's Office will investigate a cause of death. Officials say a group of 8th graders from Sherman Middle School and a supervisor discovered that body. And a Pittsville man is spending 10 days in jail for almost robbing a convenience store. 20-year-old Justin Matthews didn't actually rob the Pittsville Senex truck stop, but planned to. Back in May, he entered the store with a BB gun and a bag, but didn't rob the store. He came back that same night, close to closing time, wearing a ski mask, but again didn't go through with the robbery when the employee stopped sweeping the floor and started watching him through a window. On June 9th, 10 days later, Matthews was pulled over for a traffic violation in Wisconsin Rapids. A search of his vehicle produced written plans for the robbery that he never finished. He admitted to the officer he considered robbing the store, but changed his mind. He was given 10 days in jail and 1 year of probation. He must also undergo counseling deemed necessary. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.